From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The top general overseeing American troops in Iraq went before Congress today to give his assessment of the war effort. General John Abizaid told the Senate Armed Services Committee that the security situation in the country is improving, and he did not see a need for more American combat troops. But, he said, the overall number of U.S. troops might have to be increased to provide more trainers for the Iraqi forces. We'll go to Baghdad in a few minutes to hear about the return of the 1st Cavalry Division and the latest on yesterday's kidnappings at an education ministry building. First, NPR's Tom Bowman has details from today's hearing on Capitol Hill.
Abizaid told the senators that one way to succeed in Iraq is to increase the size of the Iraqi forces, not American combat forces. He said the Iraqis have to do it for themselves.
I believe in my heart of hearts that the Iraqis must win this battle with our help. We can win with the Iraqis if we put our effort into the Iraqis as our first priority, and that's what I think we should do.
And to help them, Abizaid proposes beefing up the size of the American training teams. There are now about 4,000 soldiers and Marines taking part in the training, mostly in 11-man teams. A larger training effort, Abizaid says, may boost the level of U.S. forces, now at 152,000.
It is possible that we might have to go up in troop levels in order to increase the number of forces that go into the Iraqi security forces. But I believe that's only temporary.
Abizaid said violence has eased somewhat, and American and Iraqi troops are working closely together. He said he was against timetables for withdrawing U.S. troops, and he said the Iraqi government must do more to reach out to the Sunni minority and rein in militia groups. Abizaid told Senator John Warner of Virginia, the Republican chairman of the committee, that the situation in Iraq was better than in August when he talked of the threat of civil war.
Mr. Chairman, I'm very encouraged by my most recent trip in that while sectarian violence remains high and worrisome, it's certainly not as bad as the situation appeared back in August.
But both Democrats and Republicans were skeptical about what Abizaid said. They pointed to the continued violence. Last month, 104 American servicemen died, the highest toll in nearly 2 years. And just this week, dozens of Iraqis were kidnapped in broad daylight by men wearing Iraqi police uniforms. At the same time, a senior military intelligence official tells NPR that absent major progress in Iraq, the security situation there will continue to deteriorate over the next 6 months. Warner said a new strategy was needed in Iraq, and Senator Jack Reed, a Rhode Island Democrat, wondered if time was running out.
How much time do you think we have to bring down the level of violence in Baghdad before we reach some type of tipping point where it accelerates beyond the control of even the Iraqi government?
I think it needs to be brought down within the next several months.
90 days, 60 days.
4 to 6 months.
Republican John McCain of Arizona has pressed for sending as many as 20,000 more American troops to Iraq. He said the rest of Sunni province of Anbar is still not under Iraqi government control, and he told Abizaid he doubted that things were getting better.
It's not encouraging to those of us who heard time after time that things are, quote, progressing well, that we're making progress, etc., because we're hearing from many other sources that that's not the case. And I'm, of course, disappointed that basically you're advocating the status quo here today.
Well, Senator, I agree with you. The status quo is not acceptable. And I don't believe what I'm saying here today is the status quo. I am saying we must significantly increase our ability to help the Iraqi army by putting more American troops with Iraqi units in military transition teams. I don't think that's status quo. I think that's a major change.
And as Abizaid plots the way ahead, Warner, the committee chairman, offered a sobering milestone. By November 26, America's involvement in Iraq will have exceeded the time America spent fighting World War II. Tom Bowman, NPR News, The Pentagon.